The readings of today and of this feast, which is not very well known in these parts, to tell the truth, all seem to converge upon one of the most remarkable things about this saint's life. Of course, today is a feast of St. John Gualbert, who was born around the year 995 and died in 1073. He was born in the vicinity of Florence from a noble family. When he was a young man, of course, there were good Catholics, practicing Catholics, not like today, where 95% of Italians practice nothing. Some of them practice Buddhism. Today, things are in very bad shape there, too, not just here. And so, at that time, most who were Catholic did practice. Either way, someone that he knew and his father knew killed his brother. And on his way to church on Good Friday, just a few weeks after this happened, St. John runs into him in a narrow street, a narrow alley. Of course, they were both, or he was at least, on his horse. The other man, I don't think, was. And it was the murder of his brother. It was his duty, according to society, to avenge his death. It was his duty to kill him. Remember, this is Good Friday. So the culprit, guilty indeed as he was, he gets on his knees and makes the sign of the cross. And at the vision of the sign of the cross, St. John Gualbert, instead of killing him, he had already taken out his sword, he puts it back, and he gets off his horse, and he goes to the guilty man, and he embraces him and forgives him. In the readings of today, among them were the readings of the fact that one of the people of Israel was trying to get King St. David to forgive his treacherous son, Absalom. And of course, God took care of Absalom very well. He had long, beautiful hair. And as he was riding on his horse, his hair got caught in an oak tree, and he hung till he died. By God, not too many people get that privilege. But anyway, King David forgave him. Of course, it didn't do any good because Absalom would betray him again. Not a very good son. Very beautiful, very handsome, not very good. Oftentimes, you find that in life, that people who are very beautiful and very handsome are very wicked. So anyway, everything has to do with forgiveness of those who hurt us. Of course, it's very difficult to forgive anybody. And we do it all the time, yes. Sometimes it's more difficult than others, but we have to do it too. Well, St. John Gualbert immediately went up. First, remember, this is Florence. The highest part of Florence is the wonderful, today, Piazzale di Michelangelo, the great piazza of Michelangelo. From there, you can see all of Florence. It's so beautiful. The Arno River and the Duomo, the cathedral, and all the beautiful, beautiful palaces. And a little bit higher up, right there, there are several churches. One of them is a church of one of the patron saints of Florence, San Miniato. There have been many movies made there. And San Miniato was a martyr. And this is a very high hill, not necessarily a mountain, but a very high hill. I know because I have climbed it many times on a street, so I'm not Pier Giorgio. Anyway, today I couldn't even go two steps probably. But anyway, I have gone up those streets and steps, and there are about 1,000 steps to the church of San Miniato. St. John Gualbert went up there, and he met one of the great saints of Florence, and he decided to join the Camaldolese order, the White Benedictines, the Camaldolese, very difficult, very, very strict order. And Then he sent some Romuald. And then later on, he decided that he was going to start his own monastery. And from his monastery arose the order of the Vallombrosa Benedictines. Now, the word Vallombrosa means the Valley of Shadows, but it's still up high. It's just a name. Perhaps at some time there was something that went there, I don't know. But either way, he became the abbot and the founder of the Vallombrosan Benedictines, and there he died in a year, as I said, 1073, I believe, after a long, long life in the service of God. Yes, 1073. And today we honor St. John Gualbert, who is a saint that can give us the example and the teaching of forgiveness of our enemies, as our Lord tells us in the gospel of today. So today, let us meditate on these words. And of course, we say the Lord's Prayer, I'm sure, many times a day. And my mother always used to say there are two things in the Lord's Prayer that are the most difficult things to accept and to obey. The first is, thy will be done. We don't always, when we pray to God, we don't really pray for his will. We're praying for him to change his will into our will. Very difficult. Thy will be done. And the second one, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.